Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The transfiguration of our Lord. Most Christians don't seem to care, or what does it really matter in our day? The world doesn't know or care. Does the transfiguration matter? I mean, more so than all the stuff that fills our lives. That ultimately, while stuff may seem important, it really doesn't matter. This day eternally matters to his church, to you. Behold, a reason to rejoice. For look who stands on the mount with Christ: Moses, Elijah, Peter, James, and John. And if they stand with Christ in glory, then there is hope for you as well. Or do you not recall that Moses once murdered? And he thought he knew better ways for God. He failed to circumcise his son. He doubts God. He trusts his own ability when he struck the rock for water. And Elijah, he also ran and hid like Moses. He called down fire from heaven, you know, like that window there. He defeated 400 false prophets of Baal. And then, untrusting, afraid, ran from little Jezebel and wicked Ahaz, lest what they would do to him. And full of self-pity, depression, wallowing in self-righteous arrogance, he was certain that he's the only one that's left. And Peter, he's so short-sighted, he thinks he has better plans for Jesus than the Passion. He's known to rebuke Jesus, have doubts, draw sword in anger, deny the gospel to impose Jewish laws upon new believers, has trouble staying awake when Jesus calls, and he's bold one moment and quick to deny him the next. And James and John fare no better than Peter. Sleepy, fearful when our Lord looks to them, they go into hiding, they're scared as well, even send mommy to Jesus to ask for a place for self-serving honor. Moses, Elijah, Peter, James, and John, sinners all for their many failures, and see in them your own sins. The anger that you've used against spouse, how you murder others with unkind words and thoughts, how you think you always know what's best and right, for your doubts towards God working in your life, for your self-pity, for your depression, your thoughts that you are alone or God doesn't care enough, for your arrogance, thinking that you have better plans for God, how your words and actions are so quick to deny Jesus many times throughout the week, for the jealousy that you store up against others, for your fears, for seeking your own praise. Yes, look at these weak sinners and see yourself. Look, and you see only a fraction of your failures like them. Repent and rejoice. For look, our Lord is pleased to have these sinners with him. Look and rejoice. It matters that they stand with him by grace. They don't stand there because Jesus ignores their sin. God isn't some indulgent grandpa in the sky who winks at his children with a slight grin when they do wrong. No, God is not like us. He abhors sin, cannot stand its presence or alibis, and he will not tolerate its evil stench. Sin is punished with hell. But still, these sinners stand with Jesus. Yes. These sinners learned their lesson well. They learned to turn away from any hope in themselves and turn toward Jesus, the one who came to lay down his life for them. I mean, it matters. And Moses and Elijah, they spoke to Jesus about the most important thing, the most important conversation ever in all the world. Yeah, what did Peter, James, and John overhear them discuss? Talking about the only thing that truly matters. St. Luke tells us they were talking with Jesus about Jesus' exodus, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. Yeah, exodus, what a loaded word. You know, Moses led Israel's exodus from slavery to freedom, the fulfilling of God's promise to their homeland. I mean, the first exodus was slaughtered lamb, bloody doorpost, a holy meal, death passed over, God's people delivered through water. I mean, it's no coincidence. Yeah, don't believe in coincidences in the scriptures. Yeah, the Lord's great saving act in the Old Testament is at the center of this mount. This new exodus is unfolding. The fulfillment of the old. Our Lord's passion is set to begin and his exodus from this world. And now, they're talking greater exodus. Your exodus. Rescue from slavery of sin and death. The fulfilling of God's promise to bring you to your true promised home. For the slaughtered lamb slain lives, whose blood marks the doorpost of your soul. The death passes over, cannot touch you. And we too, delivered through greater waters, we too eat a greater holy meal. It matters. From this point forward in Jesus' ministry, he turns to Jerusalem. And nothing is more holy, nothing more essential to who God is than God in the flesh, lifted up from the earth on the cross in order to draw all people to himself. But all creation waited. Moses and Elijah preached the Christ, every page of the Old Testament about Christ. What makes possible for these sinners, for you, to stand in the glory of Christ? What truly matters? Perfect love that led to that horrendous death with nothing more than his desire to make you his. He knows what he will soon endure. This is why he came. It is worth it to him because you are worth it to him. It matters that God strengthened these disciples for the journey ahead, giving them a glimpse of his glory to remember in their struggles, and that you too would know. It didn't keep them from stumbling, nor did it take away their troubles, but neither did their stumbling keep God from loving and forgiving. Again and again, God intervenes, welcomes back. And so also you. Listen to him. Rise. Have no fear. See only Jesus right there, right here. Behold the glory of his word, his sacraments. He welcomes, he absolves, he loves. Behold his mercy. Bask in his forgiveness and gifts. Rejoice in the company of Moses, Elijah, Peter, and have the whole cloud of witnesses already at rest. And soon you will stand with them, your body transfigured, recognizing, like the disciples, you recognizing Moses and Elijah. You recognize the saints that went before you, generations, grandparents that you never met here, or great-grandchild not yet born that you didn't live to see here. Knowing them with our Lord in eternal bliss. Eternity with your Lord and family. What truly matters. Whether worn down or dark days, Peter writes, that epistle, right? Remember the transfiguration. You have something even greater that you can't fathom. This word. And it brings you Christ himself veiled, his veiled glory. His precious promise to you in the sacraments to sustain you. His eternal works daily in your life. To strengthen you. Remember, this is your God in the flesh for you, with you. The transfiguration. Not for Jesus. Not just for Peter, James, and John. It's for you. This vision bring to mind for you through the darkness of this world into the light of the world to come. Listen to him. Rise. Have no fear. See only Jesus. This is how you live and what truly matters. In the name of Jesus, amen.